Hey, Project Big Screen listeners, you can find us every Monday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
Stella Blue Coffee is more than just great coffee. It's coffee with a purpose. Introducing We Brew to Rescue, a nationwide campaign using proceeds from our new ready-to-drink cans to help fund 1,000 pet adoptions this year. Every can you crack open helps a real pet find a real home. Simple as that. Made with 100% Colombian coffee, each 11-ounce can delivers smooth, drinkable energy with a boost of protein. Available in espresso cafe mocha and espresso sweet cream. Built for mornings, long days, and everything in between. Drink Stella Blue, fuel your day, and help save a pet's life. You can follow our progress in real time throughout the campaign by watching the adoption tracker on our site. Grab yours now at StellaBlueCoffee.com. Amazon and select retailers nationwide.
Welcome to the bracket, episode 126. Today we are debating what the worst fan submitted bracket ideas are. We have a big ass Google sheet, right? And we get tons of submissions. A lot of them, I would say majority of them, are very, very good. We use them all. We give you shout outs if you use them. A lot of them it will be ones we've done already. And then a very decent chunk are also ones that are horrible, bad ideas, or just funny ideas that we could never do. So this bracket is an ode to them. To all those beautiful people that submitted just ideas that we couldn't do. But before we get to that, also we got Owen on. Owen's not been on the bracket for a long time. Welcome to Owen and Rude Boy.
Long time.
Hello.
Rude Boy's...
Why are you sitting like that, Rudy?
Because this chair is difficult to sit in.
Okay. Rude Boy's doing a run-through of every game of the year since 1980?
Yeah, I am. Thank you for acknowledging.
Yeah, first video's out. Really funny.
Thank you, Nick.
I watched the first half an hour of your Donkey Kong or one.
Oh yeah, what'd you think of my gameplay?
That I don't understand the sound effects being so repetitive eventually fucks with my head. I think because we're not used to that type of gaming anymore, but it really just screws with me. You know what I mean?
I used to like seize out after playing Pokemon for too long.
Yeah, it's torturous what I'm going through.
Yeah.
It's like I'm very much looking forward to getting through the 80s and getting to the 90s where we can have some
what. Real. What are you looking for? What else is left on the 80s?
Well, we started with Pac-Man, and then it was Donkey Kong, and now 1981, the one that was the game that was the biggest one was Mrs. Pac-Man. That is not happening. I am not doing
it. The ghost moves slower in Mrs. Pac-Man? What's the difference?
I don't know, but I'm not going to find out.
They handicapped Mrs. Pac-Man.
I'm not.
I think Miss Pac-Man
might
be.
You have to do Miss Pac-Man?
No, I don't.
Or maybe it's harder.
Okay.
It's certainly
different. I'll probably do Frogger. I just can't do another.
Do Frogger.
Yeah, I can't do another Pac-Man game. It really mentally broke me. The 80s games are tough. It's like a design to make you infuriated. I feel like a mouse in a maze.
No checkpoints either. It's like you're basically restarting the entire level when you die.
I was
right there at the beginning of the Rudy stream and it was daytime and you could just see his entire apartment. Like every single square inch of his apartment. It was unbelievable.
I hated that.
Every bit of it. It was unreal. It was like a look around your blueprint.
I don't like gaming in sunlight.
Yeah. Before we get into this, let's talk about game time. Game time. Let's see. What do you think? What should I look for a ticket for? Rangers game?
Yeah, Rangers, Knicks, Yankees.
It is incredible. New York.
Gavin DeGraw.
The big four.
Yeah, Gavin DeGraw.
Yeah, hearing Chariot live is a religious experience.
Gavin DeGraw is next playing in Little Rock, Texas. Or Little Rock, Texas. That's not right. Little Rock, Arkansas.
Yeah.
Little Rock, Texas.
$71. All in pricing at Gavin DeGraw and Little Rock in the hall.
Gavin DeGraw's, I don't want to be anything.
Whoever wins this bracket, can we send him tickets to Gavin DeGraw in Little Rock, Texas?
In Little Rock, Texas. Not a real place. Or Saratoga? Waukegan,
Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Oh, Illinois.
Waukegan, Illinois, $96 at
very close
the Genesee Theater. Very good. I mean, great deals over at Game Time. Did you know that you can get those tickets for that cheap? That's right. With Game Time, the official ticketing partner of Barstool Sports, that is possible. You shouldn't have to worry about when you buy tickets when you're buying tickets for your next big event. Game Time is a fast and easy way to buy tickets to all the sports, music, comedy, and theater events near you. They got flash deals for sudden discounts, zone deals for when you're feeling flexible, and their lowest price guarantee means that if you can find the same seats for anywhere else cheaper, Game Time will credit you for 110% of the difference. Game Time is the best place for last-minute seats for up to 60% off your favorite events. So what are you waiting for? I'm going to go get those Gavin DeGraw tickets in Little Rock, Texas right now. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app. Create an account and use code BRACKET for $20 off your purchase. Terms apply. Download the Game Time app today. Last minute tickets, lowest prices guaranteed. All right. Bracket submissions, the worst or some. This is like a combination of ones that I think legitimately just we couldn't because they'd be such bad radio, but also ones that I think are just so bad that they're funny because we couldn't do them, basically. The first one being the number 5 seed. Best places to have sex. Here's the answer, bed. I mean, I don't know how we do 16 options of the best places to have sex.
There are those freaks who like it in a car.
Not a real baller.
Not a real baller at all.
Can you name 16 places better than a bed to have sex?
On top of like a bunch of women. A pile of women.
Mm-hmm. That's suggesting. I'm going to name them because they all asked for credit. Dub V Designs.
Also, waterbed.
That counts as bed.
Waterbed.
That counts under bed.
I guess.
Can't have a subsex of bed. That's going up against number 12 seed. Top profiling items that you can see one. If you see someone wearing it, you know everything about that person. Parentheses. Long socks and saddles, do-rag, drug rug, yarmulke, Crocs from RSX.
I don't hate that if
you,
one, to
you
be
see somebody in a yarmulke, you know everything about them.
It's the examples that made me really laugh. Yeah. It's just like, that was what really got me. So we'll start with you, Tommy. Which one of these do you think would make for a worse bracket episode? Top profiling items or best place to have sex?
Minus the anti-Semitism, I don't mind the profiling items. Yeah. I think that's pretty decent. Yeah, the ones to have sex, call me crazy, I'm a sex in bed guy. That's just where I prefer it. I don't think I'd be able to submit more than that. I think that is a worse
to
topic.
Submit more than that. That was like the SDM is the first thing that came to mind when you said that. I don't know why.
You're a freak.
One for the profiling. I'll be voting this since it's a one down. I'll say the profiling one.
I think sex is worse.
Sex is worse. I'll vote for the sex one as well. I think the sex one just... Us talking about sex for an hour straight.
Yeah, that would be bad.
Would have been misery for anybody.
Disgusting.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yes. Owen.
Yeah, like we're talking about like places we love to whale, dude.
Yeah.
Hell no.
Yeah, no, I concur. Because it's like bed and shower, and I don't even like the shower.
Yeah.
Slippery.
But it would have to be non-occupational, yeah, though. Because like a police hat or like stuff that just gives away too much, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. That's all I got.
So 3 for the best place to have sex. Day.
It's like a fine line because like you can't say turban, or just like you can't say yarmulke, but like you could say like Dallas Cowboys jersey, but not stitched iron on numbers. And, like that.
Yeah.
That would be. I think that would be a good.
That's elite.
Like non-cultural apparel that you like to judge. Yeah. I think that would be a good episode.
That would actually, yeah, that's a solid idea.
Let's
go with places
to have sex. That's a great idea.
Places to have sex. It is. It's just bed.
Yeah. It's really
or your homie's
think,
bed.
Even if we were called like vanilla for that, what would they say or is better than a bed or in the same ballpark as a bed? Well, they're going to throw out like a couch or something.
I think,
like,
yeah, car, couch, sex.
Car is like the worst.
Do people fucking no, that's not good.
I'm just saying what sauna? People might submit.
Sauna would be miserable.
Oh, my God. Have a heat stroke in there.
Oh, yeah.
Saunas are hot.
Yeah. I mean, that's good, though. I don't know. I'm thinking any other place other than
back room of a strip club.
There's only one good place. Yeah.
The gondola of a skiing mountain.
You couldn't put together 15 options that would beat a bet.
None that had we said gondola?
No one put a thought of gondola.
No one said gondola.
Gazebos?
Gazebo.
Like the Italy boat thing.
Wait, what? Gazebos are good for...
What happens when you lock 18 coworkers in an office for 1 week to compete for $250,000 of cash? This is Surviving Barstool Season 5, presented by Rumble Premium. Each episode released 3 hours early, so get it ad-free before anyone else, only when you join Rumble Premium. Surviving Barstool premieres Sunday, August 9th at 5 p.m. on Rumble Premium and everywhere else at 8 p.m.
For head.
Yeah, Kanye proved that.
Yeah.
No, that would be good. That would be gondola.
Oh, you're right. Excuse me.
What about a grotto?
A grotto.
A grotto would be nice.
I don't want chlorine in the mix.
No, because that would wash away the vaginal mucus.
Exactly, I need my vaginal mucus.
I love when you wince at your own sex.
I do it a lot.
Yeah.
I actually had my first kiss in a gazebo. So we
really?
More sexual than we think. Yeah,
that's kind of gay.
Yeah, a little bit.
I had my first kiss at a haunted house.
Really?
And
where in the haunted house? That's very important.
It was in the Slasher Trail at Foggy Bottom. It was right after Pennywise, but right before the Jeepers Creepers guy popped out.
Oh, my God.
I bet you felt fireworks, though.
Yeah. What, do you guys want to know the twist?
Yeah.
I was working at the haunted house.
Okay.
I was Pennywise's victim. I kissed Jeepers.
You kissed a fellow employee?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, I thought it was
part of the haunted house.
Oh, no. Yeah, I kiss you.
Yeah. That is a haunting thing.
Surprise.
Being sexually abused inside of a house. That would be very scary. KB?
That would be a haunted house.
Yeah, by far. Yeah. The bed
is
sex
bed.
One. What's more comfortable than a bed?
And if there was something, we'd sleep on it.
A love sack? What about a love sack?
Beanbag? No.
No.
Because then you look at like the moisture ring from your ass crack. You don't want to fuck on suede.
No, it doesn't
that's
take
that's always been
well.
My rule.
Rudy?
No fucking on suede.
Yeah. The only argument I can make for the sex one would be is if you only did like not hypothetical, but like fantastical places. You know,
Even then, like what would an example be?
Like the Oval Office, but I agree. Like it would just be silly. You know what I mean? Like, You'd have to do insane places, like the Taj Mahal or like the Bass Pro Shops.
Fictional places you want to fuck at.
Yeah,
that'd be cool.
Yeah, but overall,
I'm really
taking
in the ambiance. I feel like,
like the Taj Mahal. Like,
no, just like I don't know. Never mind.
Oh, you're not like focusing it. You're focused on the sex.
No, yeah, I don't think the Oval Office would like change.
The brain
much.
Doesn't work that way.
Yeah,
that's a good point.
We're just looking at those titties.
Yeah, of course you are.
You know. I'm with you, Thomas. Shit.
So the sex is going to move on. Now we have the number 4 seed versus the 13 seed. The 4 seed is best adjectives.
I love this one.
I'm gonna have to go with best.
Yeah. The best adjectives winner being best would be really funny. So best adjectives versus the number 13 seed. And best adjectives, by the way, was from Poolside Pat. And then that's going up against best 13 seed. Best weed strain from Dazed in Detroit.
Dazed in Detroit.
I checked out.
So listening to us talk about the best weed strains or listening to us debate the best adjectives, which one do you think would be worse, Rudy?
I think the weed strains would be way worse.
Yeah.
Because one, at the end of the day, you're arriving at the same conclusion. Like you can't differentiate highs that much. And none of us know enough about weed.
Indica.
That's so, my point.
Fellow chiefer.
Yeah.
So the weed one is by far worse, but funnier.
KB?
I like the adjective one. I like, you know, anything with like, phonetics. So, you know, I think ugly is a good one. There's a few. But the weed one is the worst thing ever.
Yeah.
Dude. The strains of weed, like indica and sativa, which cannabis researchers don't even know the difference between those two.
And us is specifically
there any hybrid?
It. Yeah, we know nothing about this.
Horrible radio. Yeah.
Yeah. Nick?
That would be the worst podcast ever. Mm-hmm. And we've done some really, really bad ones. I think adjectives has potential to be funny just for like that final round when you're debating.
Mm-hmm.
I can't even think of an adjective.
Jiggly versus bouncy.
Jiggly versus
Jiggly
versus
good,
bouncy.
Yeah.
Jiggly's great.
Yeah.
Bouncy's good too.
Yeah.
Good versus really good.
Or best versus worst.
Yeah, there's Smokey is a good one I like.
Ooh. Oh yeah.
I'm starring that one.
Smokey. Yeah, that would be good. So I'm going with
belligerent. There's some great adjectives.
Mm-hmm. So Rowan.
Yeah. Worst adjectives would be a bad bracket.
Yeah.
One's adjectives that aren't that descriptive.
Yeah.
Most mild adjectives.
Roundishly.
Roundish.
It's a mouthful.
Kinda. Is that an adjective?
I think.
No.
Nah.
I don't think so.
It could be.
Got to preface an adjective, right? Like kind of fat.
Yeah.
Nondescriptive.
Yeah, that's an adjective.
Nondescriptive
adjectives.
What's a nondescriptive adjective? Now I'm just finding adjectives that mean nondescript. That's not helpful.
Like what?
Like, no, just like basically end up in a thesaurus for or synonyms of nondescript.
Dull is a horrible word. Dull.
But it fits.
It does fit, but it sucks to say.
See, we're already doing it. Yeah. Oh, sorry. Oh, and you're going with the weed strains?
Yeah.
That would be a tough one.
Mm-hmm.
really tough one. Yeah, I'm gonna go with that as well.
It's a little, I mean, I don't know any besides sativa and indica, and I really don't know anything about either of them.
Besides hybrid, indica, indica
after. Hybrids are big. I don't. Everything I know about weed strains are just fake, made up weed strains from like movies and TV. Like that's literally.
Yeah.
I don't know any real ones. And next we have the 8 seed versus the 9 seed. The 8 seed is best European countries to live in from Thomas. Don't know why you'd want to hear that from us. None of us have ever lived in Europe.
I don't hate that one.
Have any of us lived in Europe?
No, but you can get a picture.
Yeah,
KB's put on a GeoGuessr.
You think you could earnestly give advice on the best European country to live
no
in?
No advice. I could just go off of what I think other people would think.
Mm-hmm.
That's fair. That's going up against the number 9 seed. I love this one, but I don't know, animated characters you'd want as your barber from Tim Weston.
Wait, that's awesome. That's
so good.
That's awesome. That is a really good one.
My God.
That's hilarious.
It's asinine as fuck. Yeah, but I told you, half these are like legitimate battles, and half are just ones I think are really funny that I don't think we'd be able to do. But animated.
No, I think that would be good.
Someone masculine but calm.
Oh, calming presence, steady hand.
Russian, probably.
Russian? Why Russian?
I feel like most.
I don't want them
Russian.
Starting a conversation, but I don't want them to be like mute.
Right, right.
I think the professor, which the father of the Powerpuff Girls, would be great.
I don't know him.
You think he doesn't have a good cut?
Anyone but Doofenshmirtz.
Yeah,
no, you're awful. Doofenshmirtz.
You're the Fairly Odd Parents guy that like jitters every time you say
that's
it.
Dr. Crocker?
That's Mr. Crocker.
Mr. Crocker.
Yes, Mr. Crocker.
Yeah. Which animated character would you want to be your barber versus which European country would you want to, do you think people should live, or the best European country to live in? Tommy.
These are significantly better than some ideas we've had.
Oh, yeah, Ken Jack. I don't know.
I told you, these are ones I think
I'm
are
not shitting on me.
The barber one would be the most asinine but captivating 90 minutes of podcasting ever done.
Let's do that next week.
I think as a positive, yeah.
Let's do that.
So I'll say the worst one is the European countries.
I don't think we could offer anything to that. Like which country do you think look the best? Or like,
Italy.
Can't give anything. Yeah.
I think I would be like, you know, Croatia, Italy,
I know which one's not. Don't go to Ukraine.
Spain, Portugal.
Don't go to Russia. Like, I know where
Sweden.
Not to go. That's about it. I'd go for the European countries as well. Owen?
European countries, but yeah.
Yeah, I don't... I just don't know how it would work. Nick?
Yeah, we're just too uninformed. If we were like travel, if like it was like Donnie and Julio and, you know, Roan, well-traveled people, that would be good.
We
wouldn't
states.
Know shit.
But we would know a lot of shit about the best animated part.
Yes, of course. Obviously. Yeah.
Well, I think we would definitely be able to defend our case more.
Yeah, for sure.
Uh-huh.
Which
I love that idea.
So you're going to go with the European countries as well, KB?
Yeah, that's worse. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Rudy?
Yeah, I mean, it's a no-brainer. You could make an argument that our ignorance and just basing it off stereotypes and possibly racism could be funny, but that wouldn't last very long. The animated barber. There's a lot of runway with that.
Yeah, European countries.
Johnny Bravo would probably be a pretty good barber.
No, he's too.
Nah, he'd try to finger blast you. He's too horny.
He also doesn't want competition.
No, he wouldn't want you to look.
I'm trying to think of a cartoon who isn't cartoonish.
What about Mr. Krabs, big back daughter?
Great.
I think his daughter.
Yeah.
Yeah, he would be tough because he probably can't have a scissor.
Yeah,
the daughter should be pretty good.
I think, I don't know which one you said it, but like you want a strong, masculine, kind of silent guy, right?
Like Squidward?
Calming, yeah.
Coast to coast, I feel like would cut hair nice.
Squidward. Raymundo, maybe?
Frylock would.
Who's that?
Frylock?
Yeah, from Aqua Teen Hunger Force.
From Aqua Teen Hunger Force.
I haven't seen that. Mm.
That seems like a show you would have watched a million times, Rudy, if I had to guess.
I would just take
maybe the grandpa from Rock.
Stella Blue Coffee's new canned lattes are here. Crafted with 100% Colombian coffee, each can is a good source of protein and comes in two smooth flavors, espresso cafe mocha and espresso sweet cream. And whether you're braving your morning commute or chasing your pup, Stella Blue cans are for those always on the go and for those who care. Stella Blue is more than just great coffee. It's about giving back. I named the brand after my rescue dog, Stella, who inspired our mission to help more dogs find their forever homes. Every purchase supports animal rescue organizations, so when you drink Stella Blue, you're not just fueling your day, you're saving a dog's life. Try the new cans today, taste the difference, and make a difference. All new Stella Blue coffee canned lattes now available at StellaBlueCoffee.com or subscribe on Amazon for 10% off.
Good power.
Raymundo's from.
Oh, our, fuck.
Yeah.
I was blanking out myself.
Raymundo would be able to.
Oh, yeah. He'd be. He might be the winner.
Yeah.
But he's like balding. He doesn't have like a good cut.
Tito
but I guess
might
a lot
be,
of
Tito would be Tito? Pretty good.
No, Tito's too chill. He doesn't care if you look good or bad. He would try to instill his fucking values on you when you're just trying to look good and crisp.
I might go for a woman.
A woman?
Ooh, okay. Swanson's wife.
Joe Swanson's?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's patient.
The constantly
he's used to dealing guys in chairs.
Yeah.
Forever. Yeah.
Yeah, Swanson's wife.
Swanson's wife.
Bonnie.
Bonnie.
Bonnie, nice.
She's pregnant all the time, though.
Oh, her voice is so... Yeah.
I feel like you could rely on Lois, too.
Yeah, I
no,
think she'd be
Lois
pretty
would,
good.
Lois probably just does, like, one cut. She'd want you in and out. She wouldn't care.
Yeah, but...
Lois would be
a, okay, we're, let's do this next
Lois
one.
Would be a quick job. Yeah.
Yeah.
This is wonderful. I think we're actually going to do this next week. Next up is the number one seed versus 16 seed chain game. We'll do the chain game first.
If you're in the chain game of the worst brackets, I don't know if that means you're really bad or you're not that bad.
This
you're
one is one
unique.
Where you, this is one where one person here is going to love it, and everyone else here is going to be like, yeah, we might be able to contribute. We're not sure. Best Pokemon to party with, parentheses, I'm begging.
Oh, that would be so sick.
It's just none of us.
Oh, that would be best Pokemon to party. You guys could just look off at it based off appearance.
I could do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's only
that's similar to the animated barber. It's,
but like if you
look
at Snorlax, for example, Nick,
you don't
want to
party
with
Snorlax.
To party
with.
You wouldn't want to party.
No.
Doesn't he? No.
No, you'd want to party with like Blaziken.
Yeah, but like if you just looked at Snorlax, you'd be like, that's a chill ass dude, right? They'd be like, that's a party guy.
No. Oh, no, that's just a fat, you don't fat, sleepy guy.
Side note, are there any Yu-Gi-Oh you could comfortably trip with?
Trip.
Yeah.
No, definitely.
Breathing fire and shit.
Dark Magician, no, you'd creep out. I think Harpy Lady would be nice to trip with.
Okay.
Exodia with woman. These in pieces.
I'll text you more about that.
Left leg of Exodia was
left
chill.
Exodia.
Man-eater bug sucks. Summon Skull would be rule to trip with. He tripped.
Yu-Gi-Oh to trip with. Yeah.
Summon Skull, I've microdosed with Summon Skull. And... He was solid. Good vibes.
Me and Pot of Gold.
But you're Pot of Greed.
Pot of Greed.
The right energy.
Pot of Greed, absolutely not. No.
That's a nightmare blunt rotation is Pot of Greed.
No, dude. As soon as you start tripping with Pot of Greed, he's pulling up fucking Live Leak. And you're like...
it's the worst case.
It's, oh, dude. And he's looking at you with that big fucking smile.
Dude,
no,
he has
no.
The biggest smile.
Yeah, I don't fuck with that. Like, Celtic Guardian would be, he would take care of you. You wouldn't trip. He wouldn't trip, and he'd be like, you do it, and I'm going to make sure you have the best experience. He's going to take you to a field, and you're going to get, like, homemade bread.
Trip setters are important.
That's amazing.
Yeah, trip setters are important.
Celtic Guardian would take care of you.
Blue, I feel like none of the dragon ones would be cool. You'd have to do, like, one of them where...
No, but Time Wizard would rock.
Yeah.
Time Wizard would rule to trip with.
Beast King Barbados. That doesn't seem like a...
No, and none of the god cards. Yeah. Obelisk the Tormentor, no.
No. Nah, you definitely do not want to trip Obelisk the Tormentor.
Dude, biggest mistake of my life is when I dropped acid with Obelisk the Tormentor.
Too much.
Oh, what a flub that was. Ugh. What an oversight on my end.
Wish I could take that
two
one back.
Two tabs with Obelisk.
Two truths and a lie and an icebreaker.
Tormentor. Is it okay if I bring my boy Obelisk the Tormentor? Yeah. He's cool, I promise.
Yeah.
Hottest Latina woman, White Sox Dave special from Gable Maker. Hottest
that would have to be like an 180 team bracket.
Yeah.
Most underrated Olympic sport from Matt.
Snooze fest.
That stinks.
Best non-pornographic magazine to jerk off to from Sauce Boss Joss.
That's like a Anchorman type joke.
Yeah.
Step Brothers.
Step.
Good Housekeeping, right? They literally do like, yeah.
Yeah. This one I really like because the ending is what really gets me. Because the beginning is like kind of like understandable. And I'm going to have to... most demeaning, non-explicit name to be called. For example, Buddy, Lackey, the examples he gave. Non-demeaning terms to be called. Non-explicit or demeaning non-explicit terms to be called.
That's pretty good.
That's good, yeah.
SpongeBob characters you'd like to have a beer with, parentheses.
That's another good one.
Clemmer's attendance is mandatory.
Clemmer doesn't even know who SpongeBob is.
No, he doesn't.
I was so proud of that.
He couldn't identify him in a lineup.
So I don't know all these things.
That would be again nightmare.
You're forgetting. I'm 40.
But no one's forgetting. And then lastly, blackest thing a person can do.
Oof.
Oh no.
Just not one for us. So
just can't do that.
Best Pokemon to party with, hottest Latino women, most underrated Olympic sport, best non-porno magazine to jerk off to, most demeaning non-explicit name to be called, SpongeBob characters you'd like to have a beer with, or blackest thing a person could do. Rudy, which one do you think should go up against the one seed?
I'm picking the worst.
Which one do you think would be the worst thing for us to discuss?
There was a standout in that.
The Olympic sport.
Or the blackest things to do.
That or the blackest
No, because
things.
That would not be good for us, but it would be good.
I would love to hear like Mace and Cameron do that.
Yes.
Yeah. No, I'd love to hear Tommy.
Yeah, I mean, Tommy.
The blackest thing.
Yeah. I'm not even going to give an example.
Smart.
It would be a good ass podcast.
It would be funny. It would just have to be for.
It would have to be the farewell.
Yeah.
So one for the most underrated Olympic sport.
Bracket farewell episode / blackest things.
KB.
Yeah, the Olympic one would just be so bad.
The only person that could do it is Jeff. He's the only person that would be able to even contribute to this at all is the underrated Olympic sport.
I'm an Olympic fan. It just wouldn't. 16, yeah, no.
No. Nick?
I'm looking through Olympic sports. I think they're all pretty properly rated.
Yeah.
It would be boring.
Another one for Olympic. I'd go for Olympic as well. I think it'd be horrible.
Yeah, same. I can't even name 16 Olympic sports off the top of my head.
So Olympics is going to, our most underrated Olympic sport is going to go up against our number one seed. Best Dorito from Nick's.
There's 16
Doritos. Oh, maybe, but.
I don't think there's 16 Dorito flavors.
That would be round
an
robin.
Hour of that.
This guy just wanted to hear us do like nacho cheese versus Cool Ranch.
Cool Ranch. Yeah. That's all he wanted.
One pool play.
This guy that's like, I just need to get to the bottom of this. Yeah. Like, I need these guys' takes on the best.
What would the Cheyenne game be?
Frito Lay.
Not a Dorito.
Not a Dorito.
Yeah. Lay.
No, I know. That's why I'm saying it.
It'd be like 3D Doritos. It'd be like the gimmick ones, I guess. But they'd have to be in the 16th options because there's not that many.
You could do it with flavors of Asian Lays. Have you ever seen those?
Oh, yeah. They got crazy ones.
Dorito. How many could there possibly be?
Japan has like flavorings of like extinct beasts on some of their chips.
You could have Optimus, whatever.
The Kiwi.
The Yu-Gi-Oh, dude.
Oh, yeah.
They have like ocean flavor.
They have
ocean flavor.
Random flavors.
They have every single metal.
Yeah, they have asphalt. Yeah.
Rare earth minerals flavored Dorito.
Yeah.
Dude, sweet.
This one's flavored like this bag of Lays is flavored like dice.
Yeah.
It was so good.
This one's
You've got to try it.
You've got to try the copper wire.
Copper wire. Yeah, loose copper wire.
Yeah.
There is like a decent chunk of flavors, just like that would be so painful. So Doritos
suck.
Versus Olympics, Tommy.
Yeah, I think Doritos is worse. I don't know if we could even get to 60. I mean, maybe we could do worse Dorito flavors if we're doing all these gross ones.
No, it would still be bad.
It would always be bad, yeah. So I'll go Doritos as worse.
Doritos, I'd pick Doritos as well.
Doritos.
Doritos, easy. Nick?
Yeah.
Doritos.
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 Yeah, I mean, you can't even fill out a bracket.
Yeah, like you can't. There's like not enough flavors.
Is his email address at Doritos.com?
Yeah. Who was the guy that submitted?
Nick Severins. That's Cervecchio 5?
Okay.
Cervecino. I don't know. But anyway, Doritos is going to move on. Before we get to the next half of the bracket, let's hear from Roan Apparel. Shout out to our boys, Roan. Sucks finding stuff to wear all the time. We all know it. We all dress like slobs sometimes. Luckily, Roan's taking that guesswork out. Men's closets were due for radical reinvention. Roan stepped up to the challenge. Their commuter collection is the most comfortable, breathable, and flexible set of products known to man, and here's why. They got products for every occasion. They help you get ready for every occasion with the commuter collection, which offers the world's most comfortable pants, dress shirts, quarter zips, and polos. You never have to worry about what to wear with the Roan commuter collection.
Mobility is everything. Their comfortable four-way stretch fabric and breathability has breathability and flexibility that leaves you free to enjoy a life 30 years away from the commute to work or 18 holes of golf. They also help you feel confident without the hassle. The wrinkle-free, wrinkle release technology helps wrinkles disappear as you stretch. And wear the products. It's that easy, which I love because my shit gets wrinkled all the time, even the shirt I'm wearing right now. With Gold Fusion anti-odor technology, you'll be smelling fresh, clean, and all day long. On top of that, the Roan is 100% machine washable, so you can dish the dry cleaner altogether. We love Roan here. The Commuter Collection can get you through any workday and straight into whatever comes next. Head to roan.com/bracket and use promo code bracket for 20% off your entire order. That's 20% off your entire order when you head to roane.com/bracket and use code bracket. It's time to find your corner office comfort. All right. Other half of the bracket, we have the 6th seed versus the 11th seed. The 6th seed is, okay, there's a long one. Top places to be from that make people think you're kind of trashy, parentheses, not horrible like Flint or Wheeling, but like somebody grew up and say Myrtle Beach or Panama City. They didn't leave a name.
Oh, okay.
I don't hate this. Okay. Wait,
that's my wheelhouse.
What's
yeah. Wordy for the graphic.
Wordy for the graphic, for sure. It's going to be a tough one. And that's going to go up against the number 11 seed. Which U.S. president would win a Hell in a Cell match?
Oh, that's a great one.
How many presidents do you know enough information on? I think they would win in a fight.
Yeah, Roosevelt probably would. Teddy Roosevelt, I think.
Oh, there's
Lincoln. Lincoln was a wrestler.
He got bitched by the world champion boxer.
I mean, Taft's coming off the top of
FDR,
but he's going up against other presidents.
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying he lost.
Oh, FDR vision. Would suck.
FDR would struggle with the whole wheelchair
eyes.
Thing.
Yeah, that'd be tough.
Yeah. Oh, I like
Teddy
this.
Swim.
Yeah. JFK, obviously.
JFK,
Trump
Owen
would be
Harding.
Pretty
from
good. He's a fucking mountain.
JFK would get CTE in a minute, like 2 seconds.
I don't know why, but I feel like Abe would just not be a fighter.
No, he was a wrestler.
He's a wrestler, yeah.
Yeah. He was a wrestler.
Oh, yeah. He'd be the top pick, I think.
Obama would try and pinch people.
Yeah. I was wrong as fuck.
Obama, nah. Grant, Ulysses.
I feel like George Washington's been through some shit.
I think it'll be one of the older guys.
Abe Lincoln was a six wrestler.
He was fucking big, George Washington.
Nixon would play dirty.
Yeah, he would.
Weapons, brass knuckles, he'd bite.
He would twist your neck.
Oh, yeah, I think he might. Oh, he'd be a good
Andrew
heel.
Andrew Jackson, he was a tough son of a gun.
Yeah. Only against, like, Native American wrestlers.
Yeah. People couldn't defend themselves. All right, so if the bracket is who'd win against a Native American in a cell match.
I feel like Nixon would fight in a suit. He would still.
Nixon. Yeah. I think Nixon would win. That would be a great one.
Places to be from that make people think you're trashy versus the U.S. president Hell in a Cell match. Rudy.
The places one has a chance. But it's like too wordy, and then like, how do you whittle down the exact type of town?
Yeah.
Where it's like you could say like Pyongyang, North Korea. Like that probably be. Like,
I think it would just turn into a poorest city bracket.
Yes. Right. It would.
Well,
just,
no,
yeah,
he clarified
exactly.
It's not just poorest city.
Yeah, he didn't say worst.
He says you don't go too extreme. So someone like Bakersfield or.
Yeah,
Sacramento.
Fresno.
Fresno is a good.
Yeah. It would probably be some sort of inland California city.
Tempe,
a lot of Florida.
Yeah, but the presidential one is a lot more fun.
That rules.
Yeah, so I'm gonna go with the worst one would be the
places
the
one.
Yeah, but not as bad as I think.
Not
as
bad,
I thought.
Not as bad. Yeah.
KB.
For the sake of entertainment for everyone, yeah, the cities would be worse, but I would have a blast.
KB may just do this when he gets home tonight.
Yeah.
Nick?
It's the cities one, but it's not that bad.
Owen?
Yeah, I'll do cities as well.
Cities as well. I'd vote for cities as well. It's just that it's fun to do an exercise. I think you need people that have been to enough places. And like, if it was just a regional thing, like, hey, we're going to do the trashiest places in New York.
It's also more like, mean-spirited. The other one's just like a fun hypothetical. You know?
Yeah. Tommy?
Yeah. I don't think either... terrible, but I actually like the idea of the president one.
I love it.
I'm putting a star down.
Oh no, I want to. I'm gonna do the city one.
I think we should do a Yu-Gi-Oh to trip with though. Yu-Gi-Oh,
that's saved. I saved it. It's right here.
I like the trip one in particular.
But maybe I can show them to you guys for the first time ever during the bracket.
Yeah, we would need
build
like a little fun fact sheet, like a picture of a fun fact sheet.
Should we fly to Vegas for that one?
Yes,
yeah,
absolutely.
We should.
Yeah, probably.
Maybe we do it from Nashville.
Yeah, I'm going to call Dave and ask if you can fly.
We probably do it from Nashville.
Yeah.
We'll do a live show from the Barstool Bar.
Yes. Next up is the 3 seed versus the 14 seed. The 3 seed is, what's the worst survivable pain someone couldn't experience, emotional or physical?
From
Jesus Christ. That is the fucking worst.
Yeah, that is a bad bracket.
It's so dour.
AIDS?
Losing your entire family.
Yeah, like there's so bad, so bleak. And that's going up against number 14 seed. Worst
the
women.
Holocaust?
Smokes Must Be On. That's from Sheldon. That was the only thing information he gave.
That one sounds great. So, I mean, easy path to the final for Hillary. But
Eva Braun.
Of course, a dude named Sheldon's like, let's get worst women.
Yeah,
I don't hate worst women.
Shut your trap, Sheldon.
You think Hitler, you think Mussolini, let's do
Sheldon is the worst name.
Sheldon's the worst Sheldon? Name. Of course, he's submitting worst women.
Why won't they look at me?
Yeah. Worst women from Sheldon versus worst pain someone can experience, emotional or physical. Tommy.
Yeah, the worst women one. I KB may go home tonight and do the geography one. I may do worst ones. So I think the worst one is, I mean, that would just be the saddest hour and a half of all time.
The pain one is, it was unbelievable. I couldn't believe that one. Owen.
Yeah, both not good, but the pain one.
Yeah, the pain one's worse. 3-0 right now.
Tommy, who's in your worst women finals? Is it Casey Anthony versus overweight?
Yeah. A random fat girl I saw a few days ago.
Yeah. So 3-0 for the worst pain, Nick.
That would be so fucking depressing and a god awful listen. Yeah, really bad. Think worst so far.
Worst so far, KB.
I think it's morbid and grim, but I think it's pretty fascinating to get some like out of the. You know, yeah, that's the pain one.
The pain one, Rudy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, obviously.
I'm like thinking that crowd crush, burning alive.
Crowd crush.
Yeah, like in the finals, guys, about like mass shooting versus like it's just like it wouldn't be fun. Nothing.
What's the longest drown?
Losing all four
ever.
Limbs, each of them were 6 years apart. So you got used to having three, then you lost one, then you got used to having.
At least I got this one.
Like that would be terrible.
It's like growing your hair out. It's always in that awkward stage.
So the pain is going to move on. Now we have the number 7 seed versus the 10 seed. The 7 seed is best Darty attire. Parentheses, different jerseys, Hawaiian shirts.
Well, I got to know the name of the guy that submitted this.
Well, that's it.
Different jerseys, Hawaiian shirts.
Who's the guy that submitted it?
Yeah,
what's
his name?
It's. I know this guy. He replies to our stuff a lot, and I do like him. The situation.
I mean, yeah, of course.
Oh, you know what's a really good one? Is it Tell Me I'm Story t-shirts? Those are good.
Those are damn good Darty.
Those are damn good Darty. And this one I actually like and would love to do, but it's I don't know if we'd be able to do it without certain people involved. Gay things that straight guys should steal.
Oh, I don't hate that.
Ooh, I fuck with that.
Sucking dick straight now.
Yeah.
Imagine if you could get your friend to suck your dick and not be gay, though.
Yeah, yeah.
That'd be sick. That'd be fun. So let's start with you, Rudy.
That would be sick. Ken Jack, I got news for you, bud.
Gay things that straight guys steal versus best Darty attire. Which one do you think is worse, Rudy?
The Darty one is worse because it's just the unison of like a Barstool podcast, Darty attire. And like, there's just no.
But the main page post comments would be amazing.
I was gonna say, I wouldn't be surprised if we've posted a graphic like that to the main page.
I'm searching their Twitter right now.
Definitely have.
Chuck Daso was like grinding that one out. I could see that.
Barstool had a Darty era. I remember it.
Darty Sizzon. We didn't have an era, KB. We had a Sizzon.
The Sizzon.
Let's see from.
Yeah, that one's.
Oh, Darty Sizzon.
Oh, boy.
Yeah,
so that was Manziel time.
It's already season. Barstool posted this March 4th, 2021.
It's
late.
What do they say?
Top 10 Darty jerseys.
Who's first overall?
Vince Carter throwback Raptors. Number two is Michael Jordan Toon Squad.
I mean, the main account has posted Darty as recently as 2023. August 2023, a video of a bunch of guys dressed like George Washington doing the gritty with the caption Boston T. Darty.
That's a good pun.
I wonder which hunter did that. Holy shit, that's rough. They did delete most of it, though. I feel like we had way more mentions of Darty, and there's only like 5 I could find. That's crazy. So, Rudy, you're going to go with Darty attire, KB?
So, I mean, Darty attire is obviously worse, but I'm trying to think of like gay things we could steal, but they just party. party hard.
If it was like reverse, it'd be white blood cells. I don't know what the answer would be.
Yeah.
Theirs might not be enough.
Listening to Troy Savion. Is that his name?
Savon.
Thank you. I knew it, but I didn't want to get it right.
Cocktails, Kyle? We could get pink cocktails back.
But that's not even a gay move.
No, it's not. Yeah. It's a
girl. It's a girl move.
You do that. I do that.
I know. Yeah, that's why I brought it up and said, right, Casey?
I think then we've already kind of stolen it then, in a
way. Yeah, no, I'm straight as hell.
What's the coolest gay move? Yep. Be the first black president?
Probably.
You're going to get killed for that one.
Which
they're
one?
Gonna kill you. They're going to kill you for that one.
What's Why are you talking like that, Tommy?
You're implying Obama's gay.
Well, that's his brother said, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
His chef did that. They killed the chef.
No right. way.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, shit.
He fell off a rock into the ocean. Okay.
Katie?
I just think there's not enough there, but because it's so stupid, I'll go with Darty.
Darty.
The tire.
Us trying to discuss that through our disgust would be very funny.
I think it would be a really funny episode.
Discussion.
Dead serious.
Best Darty attire. We're being dead serious. Mm-hmm. The semifinals, I'm stuck between the Bill Murray Toon Squad and a Gold's Gym Stringer.
It would be funny to do it like if we all dressed in Darty gear and took it dead seriously, like as Dartiers.
Yes.
Like that might have potential.
I'm going with the gay.
Going with the gays. Owen?
I'm saying Darty's worse.
Darty's
worse, right?
It's I think I kind of believe it could be funny, the Darty one. And I almost
could.
Now the more KB has kind of convinced me, there might not be enough things for us to list on the gay one.
I think if we thought about it for like an hour and if we talked to Joey and Pat.
But Nick, weren't you just arguing for Darty too? Didn't you mean to vote for
that? I think Darty would be a good episode. The only thing that gay people, differentiates us from gay people is sex with the same gender. Really?
It's easier for them to talk to women.
Maybe we wouldn't want that.
Feeling up your
touching, touching the female
boobs.
Friend.
Yeah, we should
that
feel
would,
that.
Yeah, we gotta take that.
Girls getting changed in front of us.
Yeah.
Okay. There's some stuff. Fuck, I'm gonna go.
We should steal
thing.
That. That's our thing now.
Not having to go to church with your parents anymore.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Not speaking to your parents.
Yeah. Damn.
I think Darty is worse. I think we would just build a straight guy. Like, oh, we got to be able to see boobs. But yeah, I think Darty's worse.
All right, Darty's going to move on. Now we have the number 2 seed versus the 15 seed second chain game. In the second chain game, we have a bracket of former Barstool employees.
That's funny. That's great. Blackjack Fletcher
wins. Great for us.
No, Jim End 14. Of bracket, Blackjack Fletcher wins.
We would have fun with it. Yeah. That would be a blast.
I dreamt him.
Jim Florentine was not a fever dream. There's a chance we still pay him.
Florentine's
the
great.
The really southern North Carolina kid who was a gambling, but he never did anything.
Fuck, who was that?
Was in the Fletcher era.
Is that the guy who could speak backwards?
No, that was John Jennings or something.
Yeah, the kid who could speak backwards is funny. But see, like, this is just for us. It'd be radio for anybody else.
I would love to do this just a night out with the boys.
Yeah.
And that's, or rather, next option is the most average things from Will Greer season.
Fascinating to think about.
Oh, hell yeah.
That was just like, I don't know what we would do and if it would be boring.
I like that.
Bread.
Blue
that
jeans.
Could work.
Bread.
Bread. White bread.
A bus.
That's good.
The jungle gym at the playground, because it's not the worst, but it's not the fucking swings.
That's good. A porch step.
Honeydew melon.
Honey, I think honeydew's a little above.
Above?
Whoa. You're grabbing that in front of any other fruit?
Apple's average.
Apple's average.
The fruit.
Apple's good.
I love
orange.
Apple.
Orange isn't average either.
What do you think? Above or below?
It gives a lovely juice.
Above.
I don't think the average goes to availability or abundance.
Cantaloupe is average.
Cantaloupe's probably average. Honeydew, I think, is... Actually, maybe it's
cantaloupe. Good. Cantaloupe's good.
I like cantaloupe too.
Yeah, I think cantaloupe's better than honeydew.
You could do like
this would be a good episode.
Yeah.
Adding it on. Bracket of disasters, Hurricane Katrina, 9/11, Mount Vesuvius, and the like from Fletcher Rao. All time bad beats in gambling. Be miserable hearing that from us.
Yeah.
Absolutely miserable hearing that from us.
Oh my!
That would suck so bad.
That's
so bad.
That would be the Hurricane Katrina.
Yeah, so bad.
debate the top commentator call moments for cross major sports. Granted, this requires audio from all moments to get the full effect, but I think going from through all the great moments in sports history based on commentator calls would be cool. Again, the audio level of that would make that such a clunky thing. You know what I mean?
We will see you tomorrow night.
Like Randy Moss mooning, like shit like that. And then lastly, things you wish you could smoke but you can't, from Laurel.
Ooh.
What do you wish
you could smoke? We've done things you wish you can eat, which was a stretch. Things you wish you can
smoke. That wasn't a stretch because the rightful poison dart frog won.
Yeah,
that's
true.
What about lava? Did you guys say lava?
Lava was on there, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Windowsill was obviously on there.
Things you wish you could smoke but
a fucking bop it.
Yeah. I wish I could smoke a bop it.
Poisonous dart frog wins again.
All right.
You want to smoke a bop it?
No, that was an example.
Shake, maybe.
That would suck.
Yeah, that would be not fun.
Okay, so run through the options again. Former Barstool employee.
It's worse gambling beats.
I would agree. It's worse gambling beats. Hearing that from us,
that'd be so boring.
An hour.
Good to vote on that as well.
Yeah,
yeah. I bet Pat's money line and they lost.
when was that at?
It was 2018. No, 17. Because I was a freshman. No, I was a junior.
Yeah. Mm. I was at a Darty with my boys.
Yeah. The best part is, like, all of us, since we're young enough, the bet would be, like, $20.
Yeah, 15 to make 12.
Yeah. Okay, so the worst gambling beats is going up against the number 2 seed. Last matchup is types of porn from A.J. Lauderdale. There is no joke. When you go through the spreadsheet, like, every fifth option is a porn option.
Like, porn categories?
Yeah, so there is porn categories, there's porn performers, there's, like
No, I'm saying this one is.
This one specifically, I just picked like the one of the first porn, which was, we'll say, porn categories. But hearing for an hour from us on that would be very tough. So porn, disgusting. Porn categories.
I mean, me and Tommy would be on a big tits crusade whole time.
One seed would be Asian, so it would be winning. And that would be going up against porn's going up against gambling bad beats. Start with you, Tommy.
Porn categories. This is a championship level matchup right here.
Yeah.
I do think, at least with the gambling bad beats, there's some people out there who would like that. The people who would like the porn matchup are sick fucking freaks that would listen to us talk about that for an hour and a half. So I'll say the porn is worse.
Porn is worse. I would agree with you. That'd be a tough one.
I agree.
Again, it's just from us debating, like, Ebony versus Latina would be no good. Nick?
I mean... Yeah, that would be so bad. But the gambling beats, who gives a fuck?
I guess some of Portnoy's were legendary.
You'd rather hear one of our stories about a bad gambling beat than a great jerk.
Oh, yeah. Like, yeah. Dude, some of my best solo busts have come from POV.
Yeah. That would be the worst podcast ever.
Ever.
Porn, another porn.
I'm still going gambling beats because I still think... I can't imagine who would care.
I agree. So right now we're four, and you're going for porn, KB? Guess,
yeah. Porn, yeah, I guess.
What's KB's number one category?
I don't like your tone.
No, I'm not. He puts his hand underneath his pants.
What's KB's number one?
No. Not. It's like, I want to answer.
just say it fast.
No.
Say it fast.
I could go for it now.
Yeah.
Say it fast, like, so like people would have to like slow it down.
Yeah. No, because it would be a long-winded, like, I had to break it down. There's a different,
What? How many?
It's not like one.
Oh, there's a few hyphens.
Different. Yeah.
Multiple words. The genre you like is a full sentence.
That's all I'm saying. You need to say it now. I didn't tell you this so bad.
Say it fast.
I was just joking, but
no, I'm saying there's no clear cut winner. I would have to, like, there's different elements
Okay, Rudy.
This is tough because they're both so bad.
Yeah,
but I think that you could make the porn one funny. I don't know how you make the beat one funny. So I guess beats is worse, in my opinion.
Which beats we talking about?
Yeah.
Sorry, too bad beats. Yeah.
So porn is going to win by a vote. So porn categories, that is just, it's a brutal one. Before we get to the playoffs, let's hear from Rocket Money. Did you find any subscriptions that you forgot about or any that you paid for twice and didn't realize it? I was mentioned with Rocket Money, it was paying I think it was 1685, to Microsoft. Didn't know what it was for like 3 years. Finally figured it out through Rocket Money, and they canceled it for me. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, helps lower your bill so that you can grow your savings. With Rocket Money, you can have full control of your subscriptions, clear view of your expenses. You can see all your subscriptions in one place, and if you see something you don't want, Rocket Money can help you get rid of it with just a few taps. It's great how their dashboard shows you your month's spending compared to last month's. You can clearly see your spending habits, plus they'll help you create a custom budget and keep your spending on track. They'll even negotiate lower bills for you by up to 20%. All you have to do is submit a picture of your bill, and Rocket Money takes care of the rest. They have over 5 million users and have saved those users over $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving them up to $740 a year when using all the app's features. So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/lights. That's rocketmoney.com/lights, rocketmoney.com/lights. Playoffs. What would you want to hear this group debate about least, or which would be worse? Weed strains or best place to have sex? Best weed strains or best place to have sex? What would you want to hear less from us? Rudy.
Fuck. This is going to get really rough from here on out. I think that the weed strains one is just so remarkably bad. It's jaw-droppingly bad because... What, we're going to debate lamb's breath versus chromatic?
I wouldn't even know.
Yeah, that, I mean, weed strains are just made up for the most part.
You're going to get attacked for that.
I know.
No, it was just like, it's true. There's no research that shows the difference in, maybe there is.
There probably is, but we're not the guys.
We're not the guys.
That's the thing. Those guys exist. Go do that podcast. Your fan will go crazy. It's got to be best places to have sex.
Is worse?
It's better. So the weed one's worse.
The weed is worse.
That always fucks me up, yeah. The weed one's worse.
KB?
Yeah, the sex surfaces is horrible. But, you know, talking sex with the boys could open up some laughs.
It's one of God's great gifts.
Hearing, like, experiences, you know, from you guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you want to hear our sex experiences. You look at us and you're just like, they got some tales to tell you that'll be...
These guys have had some crazy sex.
Yeah. I'm sick of hearing Matt Rife talk about sex. I want to hear these guys.
Yeah. Imagine having sex on one of those rugs that was also, like, a town in an elementary school classroom.
Oh, that would be cool.
That would
be cool.
Like a 2D image of Cincinnati.
Yeah.
Nick, dude, I think our bracket with the best places to have sex would just be the different sizes of bed.
Yeah, twin bed.
That would go hard.
King is too big.
King's
too big.
King versus king.
Dorm bed underrated.
Why?
Top or bottom bunk?
Why? Yeah.
Because that is good.
Dorm bed right now? No.
Yeah, no.
Tommy?
No, Tommy.
It's been a while. It's been at least.
Yeah, I feel like there could be a few laughs in that. Nobody wants to hear about
weed strains.
It's so fucking bad. Weed strains is the worst.
Bad. I would rather hear us talk about the different types of drill bits than
Oh my god. I don't know what to say to any of these.
Weed.
Yeah, we just don't know anything about. I don't know anyone even at the company that I would trust to speak more than 2 seconds about it. You know what I mean? Like here anyway.
And anybody that would, I wouldn't want to hear it.
Correct. Tommy.
So yeah, weed's going to be tough to beat.
It's the winner.
It's going to be really tough to beat. Next up, we have best Dorito. It's this best European country to live in.
Wait a second. I forgot about best Dorito.
Best Dorito.
If that guy keeps like, has he submitted that more than once? Like, come on.
Dude, like 3 or 4 times. Not joking.
Best Dorito.
Best Dorito is way worse than the European country one, at least. I mean, I've probably been to as many European, or no, I haven't really been, I've been to, I guess, 2 European countries. I've had 3 probably flavors of Doritos, but I still think the Doritos one is worse.
Yeah.
That's such a weird comparison. How many you've been to more European countries than Doritos flavors tried?
Yeah.
I
think I'll do a Dorito too, just again, just because the lack of flavors, but the lack of experience in European countries is going to be tough as well. Owen?
Dorito is worse. I've had 2 kinds. Neither for me.
Neither for you. Don't even like Doritos?
No, not particularly. I don't dislike them, but.
Nick?
Cool Ranch Doritos rule. Those are tasty ass snacks. Oh man, but like, I just don't know how you talk about it. Just like, this one tastes better. I'm voting for that one. So I'm going with best Dorito.
Best
Dorito.
Mook said to check your phone, by the way.
Okay. KB?
Yeah, the Europe one is fine. There's a lot of depth and parity. There's a lot of good quality places to live in Europe. But the Dorito one, the final four might get a little fiery. I'd go for the purple bag. And then,
yeah, those are good. I still like Cool Ranch more.
They used to do a bag where it was half blue cheese, half chicken wing. Do you remember
what?
That?
Yeah. No.
All right. Well,
blue really cheese bad. Chip. Oh my God, that sounds bad.
Really was
bad.
Each chip half of each or half?
No, it was like half of them were
like 20 were one were. And 20 were the other.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So another one for the Doritos. Rudy?
Yeah, it's Doritos. You can't even fill out the bracket. We can at least play off our ignorance with
Speaking
Europe.
Speaking of, actually, they sell just plain Doritos in Europe.
Like no
at least more than seasoning? They do here. Yeah.
It's like corn
a tortilla
chips.
Chip. Yeah.
Yeah, corn chip. Okay, so Dorito versus Weed Strange to go into the finals, starting with you, Rudy.
Jesus Christ.
God. It's got to be Weed Strains.
From us, it has so bad.
I mean, the only thing is that there are more Weed Strains, and then, like, you can maybe
we could look up like funny names like
there's
stuff
like
has
hundred
Obama
there,
yeah,
there's
and
limitless
random,
weed strains like and it's all stuff that sounds like an apocalypse like
yeah
Obamacare like that shit will get you fucked up
yeah
I mean, like so I guess if we got super baked and tried to make the worst podcast ever Weed Strains might be better. Doritos is this is so bad. I guess Doritos. There's no way. I guess. I don't know. Doritos is worse.
Just trying to look up some strains. They're all pretty Bob Saget OG.
yeah, the names would be fun.
Right.
But the effects would be, oh.
Purple Urkel, I think I've heard before. I think that's one that, I don't know. I don't know anything about. See, this is exactly proof positive why this would suck. KB.
White Penis Envy worse. I got once.
White Penis Envy. Yeah. Is that... The envy white penises has towards black penises?
I will show you a picture of it. I'm not sure.
No. Yeah, it's just me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think it's envy for white penises, which is pretty rare, I'd imagine.
Oh, albino penis envy.
Oh. So, KB, will you go for weed as well?
Weed is a little bit worse.
Grandpa's breath. That's not. I don't want to smoke that. Smoke.
I've heard that before.
I don't want to smoke that at all.
Oh, I mean, we could do a bracket just off the name.
The names would be funny.
That would be funny. Yeah. Shit, I forgot. Yeah.
Yeah. it's really funny. Sorry, Nick.
Weed Strains.
Three
still
is worse than Doritos, dude.
I just like. How would
how
we
do,
talk
how do we
about
fill
it?
The Dorito bracket? What are
yeah,
the 16
what would we
Doritos?
Say? Yeah, just.
But we could get I mean, to we, absurd flavor. I mean, we're basically just arguing absurd flavors versus absurd names.
I mean, it would have to go down.
Can
to
we do like a trial
bag
of how that would go?
Crunch.
A trial podcast of.
Can we do one round of like what would
right.
chili
you're
lime
right.
versus garlic salt sound like here?
Yeah, you're right.
No idea. three for weed.
Owen.
I think Doritos is worse.
I'm switching to Doritos.
Doritos, you're right.
It's too shallow.
It's nothing to say.
Yeah.
And there's not 16 flavors.
Yeah, so we have a little bit of swap over. Now we have three for Doritos, one for weed.
We should FaceTime the guy who submitted the Doritos.
Yeah.
we should just do a 15-minute episode just for him and send it to him.
Yeah. He can't release it yet.
Here, man, just leave us alone.
Stop.
I think based off of all this, I think just based off that little tiny blip where we had a little bit of fun making fun of the names, that was more fun than anything I think we could possibly do with Doritos. So
true.
I mm-hmm. think I will go with Doritos being worse.
I'll go Doritos. It's tough, but at least the weed one could be funnier.
Yeah.
If we went stoner mode. Only if we go SM.
Only if we went full stoner mode, yeah. so Doritos is going to the finals. Next up, let's talk about Babbel before we get to the other side of the playoffs. Be a better you in 2024. Thank God Stephen Chay is not here. Be a better you in 2024 with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works. Don't pay hundreds of dollars for private tutors or waste hours on apps that don't actually help you speak the language. Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are handcrafted by over 200 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. Designed by real people for real conversations, Babbel's tips and tools are approachable, accessible, rooted in real situations and delivered with conversation-based teaching so that you're ready to practice what you've learned in the real world. I mentioned the last time I did with Babbel too, but using them to help learn some Spanish. Studies from Yale, Michigan State University, and others continue to show that Babbel is better. One study found that using it for 15 hours is the equivalent of a full semester in college. They have over 16 million subscriptions sold, plus all of their 14 award-winning language courses are backed by their 20-day money-back guarantee. Here's a special limited-time deal for our listeners. Right now, get 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at babbel.com/lights. That's 60% off at babbel.com/lights, spelled BABBEL.com/lights. Rules and restrictions apply. Other side of the bracket. Oh, God, I forgot about this one, and it's so bad. What's the worst survivable pain someone can experience, emotional or physical, versus the number 6 seed? Top places to be from that make people think you're kind of trashy, parentheses, not horrible like Flint or
Wheeling. Wait, that won?
That did win, yeah.
Oh, thought that lost.
We did talk about how we liked it a little bit, but it lost to
because the president's one was actually good. Match. Got it.
Not as bad as Flint or Wheeling, but say Myrtle Beach or Panama City. So the places versus the pain. Let's start with you, Rudy.
The pain. That would be the most depressing podcast ever put out. It's the pain. Places we could make something out of that.
Yeah.
But the pain one would just be remarkably depressing.
One for pain, KB.
Yeah, it's pain, but I would watch like a scientific video on that.
Yeah. wouldn't, man.
That's my shit, yeah.
No, that's just I don't see any good in that, so I'm going with the pain.
Yeah, pain.
Another one for pain. I'd do pain as well.
Pain, please. Yes.
Pain, moving on. Next matchup is the number 2 seed porn categories versus the 7 seed Darty attire.
Ugh. Oh.
What would you, for our group, this group of people, what would you rather hear? What do you think would be a worse podcast?
It's got to be the porn.
Porn categories.
It's got to be. I don't want to hear what you guys are like stroking it too.
The Darty attire, I do think we can make funny.
Yeah.
I don't think there's any world where the porn one is funny.
We're debating because we'd be debating porn, specifically in this example, porn categories too. It'd be
right. Brutal. Yeah, that's worse.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'd be in the trenches.
Yeah, you'd be YouTube.
Yeah.
Just voting on blonde big tit every single word.
Yeah, and then you don't want to be too vocal about your side, and then it's
too
weird.
Specific.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So 2 for porn.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and going for porn as well. Nick?
Yeah, porn.
Seems like it's gonna be a clean sweep, KB.
Yeah, porn.
Porn, Rudy.
It's porn.
It's porn. But I will say the Darty one would have been it'd be brutal. We could try
could,
to make funny.
If we did it
so,
sarcastically,
I mean, it would just be Saturdays for the boys. Tank wins. White cut off.
Sarcastically, otherwise you could say that about any one of these ones. So I think we'd have to be discussing it earnestly,
right?
Which would make it so bad. So porn category is going to move on versus the unimaginable pain. What's the worst pain someone can experience versus porn category?
That's fascinating as hell. I would like to know.
Oh, yeah, unimaginable pain is starting to grow on me a little bit.
Wait, we should combine these two into one bracket so we can have MILF versus losing a child.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. So porn categories versus the worst pain someone can experience. Let's start with you, Rudy.
I don't know how to grade this. I don't know how to pick this. I mean, I guess the porn would be worse. I think.
I don't know. Us talking about what we think is the
It would
worst
be so
pain.
Sad talking about pain.
Yeah. Like it can
yeah,
be
I'd be way more uncomfortable
like
talking about porn.
Yeah, it's like you could at
like
least
rabies. Like
yeah,
that's,
yeah.
That's like, a fun read up.
You know what sad is 6 dudes on a podcast talking about their favorite porn category.
That's yeah, pathetic.
That's the worry. Yeah.
But not, honestly, not talking about it, debating which is better.
Oh, and I didn't think about that.
Arguing passionately for their sides. Yeah.
Going to war for POV, like that's so fucking sad. I think porn's worse.
Yeah,
but like
porn is much worse.
I think there's more in my brain as far as like a listening experience. Right, it would be more fun because we'd be if we'd be passionately debating for whatever. Like you could be clowning on each other, stuff like that. That could be funny. I don't see any world in any we're not being like. Oh, you think getting molested is worse than that? Like, this is no way that turns into anything funny. So, like, it's just dour versus something that could be funny. At least that's the way I'm trying to think about it.
I can't picture porn being funny, though.
Like, if
at all.
I could picture the other thing being funny.
You think you can make like jokes
about pain? Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Maybe. Mm-hmm. That's like what a lot of comedy is.
Yeah. So one for the porn, KB.
Yeah, porn. Yeah, porn. I like the other one.
Do you remember the one porn category I sent you guys? It was...
What?
You're trying to make this a porn podcast.
Yeah.
You're trying to just do it.
Do you remember? There's an account I found on TikTok that does vor porn.
What
is that?
Eat stuff. It's like they get turned on by the image of something eating something else. So it'd
cannibalism.
Yeah,
or
I remember
just eating food.
Yeah, that too. And it'd be like, that's the gigantism. And then the other one was like, it was the videos where like furries eating another furry. And then the furry. Like,
that's funny though. Like debating best porn is.
Yeah.
How do you even find that you're into something like that?
Watching enough TikTok.
You'll stump. It's a rabbit. I don't know.
Continue. Yeah.
Good save. Good save.
Yeah.
I'm going porn.
Could be your neighbor.
I agree.
Going porn.
Porn. I'd do porn as well. But pain would be.
Wrong. I think I would have went pain, but. It's a loser.
Porn is going to move on. Porn categories. Wow, the number one versus the number two seed. I did not expect that based off the beginning
chalky.
Of how we went on this. Pretty good. Very, pretty chalky. And then last ad of the day, shout out to our boys over at Body Armor. Go check them out right there. You guys just did a bunch of stuff with Body Armor yesterday. You see Body Armor Zero Sugar right here. This episode is brought to you by Body Armor Zero Sugar. Brand new Zero Sugar sports drinks from our friends over at Body Armor provides real hydration with no artificial sweeteners, flavors, or dyes. Whether you're looking to stay hydrated or recovering from a long weekend, Body Armor Zero Sugar has you covered. Great tasting flavors like Fruit Punch, Lemon Lime stay with every Body Armor Zero Sugar ad. I don't know how they crack the code of Lemon Lime. Never been a fan of the flavor. Really like it with theirs. And you can see Body Armor. I mean, Nick's got one right in front of him. Rudy's got like 10 next to him. KB,
Tommy has one as his ass.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, exactly. He's got a head up from right now.
I always have a Body Armor in my ass. Stay hydrated.
Lenny literally hoards it in this office. Like anytime we get like a shipment of it, he takes eight of them, brings them to his desk.
Wouldn't
he want them cold?
Dude, the funniest thing is how we were like, dude, you can't just hoard the Body Armor. And he's like, but I'm going to drink it.
We know.
Yeah. You're just ordering it, though. Yeah. It's so fucking funny. So the shout out to Body Armor. We love those guys over there. Body Armor Zero Sugar is available in stores nationwide. Head on over to Walmart and get yours today. Shout out to Body Armor. All right, finals. Which would make for a worse show? A podcast about what the best Dorito is versus a podcast about what the best porn category is.
Oh, my God.
Tommy Smokes, you're up first.
This is a battle of the titans. I mean, if we can find random Dorito flavors that were like special releases, it'd be tough considering we never ate them. But I still think I'd rather hear us talk about chips we've never eaten than porn that we've jerked off to. So I'll say the porn is worse, but it's a tough battle.
I think the porn would be worse too. Again, mostly because this would be like, I forget which one of you, most of you were off this one. We did the sitcom one where I had to very late sub in Eddie and the Chicago crew, and they just hadn't watched sitcoms, and they were just like, what do you think is better, like Seinfeld or this? And they're like, don't know what you're even talking about right now. So like that would be us with these Dorito flavors, which would be brutal.
We could imagine what it tastes like.
Take a guess, Owen.
Yeah, I don't know. I think maybe it could be funny how nonsensical the Dorito one is, because I really can't picture a single string of sentences about it.
Mm-hmm. I neither can I.
But I'd prefer to hear what we would try to do with that than the porn.
The porn.
So I'll say the porn's worth.
Three for the porn, Nick.
Porn easily. Doritos, you have the ridiculousness of it. The graphic would be funny.
It'd be a tough graphic, just seeing it.
Yeah, I don't want to. Yeah, it'll be bad.
The graphic of porn categories would be very... They wouldn't post it, but
maybe Doritos, funny. Yeah, it's just like three teams, and they each get a bunch of buys.
Yeah, three-team tournament.
KB?
Round robin.
I think Doritos is worse.
You think Doritos is worse?
Porn is like, it's disgusting, it's cringy, it's corny, but it opens up for a lot of conversation. Doritos, there'd be nothing.
I'm fascinated by it. Like, I don't want to try it.
It's like this one has a slight hint of whatever it is.
Rudy standing up over his hint of lime.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Should we get 16 different Dorito flavors and try them?
We have to do a Dorito
That would be a good fantasy football punishment, maybe. Make a 10-part documentary about Dorito.
Yeah.
On cameras, Netflix quality, so we could submit for festivals.
You're not allowed to go into the history. You only are allowed to talk about the flavors.
Flavor palettes.
Yeah,
you
no
talk
filler.
About the taste.
No,
you can
no
talk about
filler.
taste or flavor, but that's it.
No filler. You can't do anything about anyone else. Rudy?
I just...
Part one is taste and part two is flavor.
part four, like a dog, and it's a bunny.
Part three is more thought.
Yeah.
Rudy?
I just don't know, man. I mean, like, you can make the argument that for both, I guess, that like guys debating porn categories could be funny in a cringy way. I just can't do it. I just can't. It's got it. Porn is worse.
Porn is worse. Okay, so porn is going to win the bracket episode 126. We do have some funny honorable mentions. First being best pranks, April 1st from Travis.
Classic Travis.
16 pranks. Although
I mean, the best prank is pantsing somebody.
Mailboxing or Lee Harvey.
I mean, no, we actually debated something similar to this, but I think we said Atomic Wedgie was the worst.
Yeah.
That's not really a prank as so much like harassment.
That's a prank.
Oh, flagpole wedgie.
Flagpole wedgie. Yeah, true.
I'd rather get that than pants.
Yeah. Surprise penis is the smallest.
Yes. Mm-hmm. You want to hear a horror story?
Yes.
I got pantsed when I was hanging on the...
That is... Oh, monkey bars?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Nightmare.
Like I was fucking Jesus.
Yeah, the penis dilates like your pupils in the sun.
Yep.
Yeah.
The public.
Don't look it in the eye.
One of the worst days of my life.
I got pantsed right before I went on one of those dangling roller coasters.
That'd be the worst thing that could happen to you.
One of the ones with like the swing.
You're like the Batman at Six Flags.
Just the legs dangling. With the dick out.
I got the
Gravitron just fucking climbing. Twirling it.
It's in the Gravitron.
That would be a good bracket. Worst rides to get pantsed on.
Worst places to be pantsed.
Yeah.
The Gravitron.
Gravitron, dude. No, teacup ride, because then you're going to jail. That's there it is.
No, the dangling would still be the funniest.
The dangling is bad, yeah.
Your legs just like swinging in the wind. As you're
swinging
in the wind
when the loop comes.
Yeah. House of Mirrors. You just look around.
Oh, yeah.
Everywhere.
It's everywhere you turn.
Yeah.
Most getting head on the Tower of Terror.
Well, that would be awesome.
Most fuckable animals from Gene. You know, Bob's Gene.
Yeah. No,
worst,
dude.
What?
That might be worse than the porn categories.
There was somewhere. Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, that's fair. Worst or slash best places to be tall from Sloptimus Prime.
Wait, what's the worst?
Worst place to be tall.
A doorway?
At a short convention? Yeah. In a short competition?
In jockey school?
Oh, why did I think I could win this? Yeah. I'm so...
Like five other porn star categories, car brands and manufacturers could not, from us again, just would be brutal.
Don't care.
That's so bad.
That sucks.
Best way to cook a potato from Troy to go.
That's not bad.
People you'd most want to give a wedgie to. I think I just starred that for later. Best way to blow through $100 or $100 million, and the parentheses put hookers, blow, and knives from Canoe John. Canoe John, I don't think that's the best way to blow through it.
$100 million of knives has to be most of the
knives.
Every
knife.
Yeah.
Where did every all our knives go?
Corey G from Milwaukee.
Canoe John, he bought every knife.
Yeah.
Next celebrity to get canceled. I think they meant like a bracket of like the most likely celebrities to get canceled. Well, like, yeah. I don't know how fun that would be. Celebrities you wish were your mom from Laurel. That one sounds, I hate that one.
Yeah, that's creepy.
Weird undertones.
Freud said a mouthful about him.
I would disrespect my mom like that.
Yeah, same. Seafood dinner, some guy, Spence Fritz just put, I don't know what it means.
Not even, no, it's just seafood dinner. There's no best or worst.
From a diner.
Today we're doing seafood dinner. That's the only submission.
I'm going to take seafood dinner on this one.
Seafood dinner.
The winner, what would the winner be? Just
counterpoint.
Yeah, winner would be seafood dinner.
To play devil's advocate, have you guys considered seafood dinner?
Fuck. Man,
who's the best salesperson of all time from Josh Kelly?
What?
God. Oh, my God.
That's the worst thing I've ever heard.
That is so
with
bad.
With one hand.
Biggest pussy from Matt Butler.
I like that one.
Gotta like that.
That would be amazing.
That would be like really good.
Do some research, yeah.
Well, biggest thing from Just Call Me Musty.
Pretty fucking good.
Pretty good.
It made me laugh.
Area codes from KB on my knob was the username.
Not me. That's horrible.
That's so bad. Why would the just you're debating what?
Yeah, but that was the last of the ones
that
I had on the list.
Sucks.
Which one do we think was actually the best one?
I think there's some good ones.
So
a lot of good
Zelda
ones.
Presidents and
Profile.
Profile.
Yu-Gi-Oh.
Oh, that wasn't Pokemon submitted.
Or no, Yu-Gi-Oh. Well, the
Barber.
Yu-Gi-Oh kind of switched around with the Yu-Gi-Oh character on acid.
The Barber, yeah.
The Yu-Gi-Oh monster you'd want to trip with. If people want it, I will build that for next week.
That would be really fun. Adjectives was on there as well.
bad. It's still, I thought it was good until good ones came along.
Animated character you'd want to be your barber.
Oh yeah,
that was the one that gave us
that one. We got the add-on too. I think we could definitely do the Yu-Gi-Oh one though. Okay, but that's the episode 126. This was almost like a planning episode more than anything else.
Yeah,
I think we found.
I liked it.
I think we found some good
and
options.
Keep submitting, people.
Yeah, keep on submitting.
Yeah,
maybe you'll end up on one.
Not
of these.
Some of you, but
don't be talking about wanting to fuck animals and then dropping your at in that same submission.
That same guy's not going to learn his lesson. He's going to submit worse Dorito flavors.
Best place to enjoy
Dorito. Best corn chip. As a brand, but we'll be sure to buy it next week. We'll do one of these categories. See you guys next time.
Love you.
Nick, can you do a clap real quick?
What?
Can you just do a clap real quick?
Oh yeah. Was that bad?
I didn't hear that at all.
Bro's hands are on mute.
Oh, this is embarrassing as fuck.
Yeah. All right, one more time. 3, 2, 1.
Oh my God! You have muted hands.
Is that making a sound? Does it make a sound when I do it?
Clap. No.
No.
Huh.
Weird.
No.
No.
I can't hear.
What the fuck?
Yo, he's not doing it. It sounds like nothing.
That's crazy. Aren't claps silent?
I can't hear it.
That's great. How does that work?
Claps can't be picked up on the microphone?
That's the iOS.